Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Leo Haviland's here. It's not his fault, folks. He tries to restore some kind of order when he joins us, and with some great results, I might say. Leo, thanks again for being here. LeoHaviland.com, right?
Right. It's an honor to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, and thanks for 8 great years. Words on the Street, that's the title of his book, Leo Haviland. If you want to get smarter, go hang out on that website. Leo, get your crystal ball out there, shine it up a little bit, and tell us what you think we should look for going forward. I mean, you're there on hard by to Wall Street, and even though we're mostly on Main Street, that's part of our world. What do you think's going to happen? Is there going to be another retrenchment? Is it going to be slow and gradual? What do you think?
It looks as if the rate of opening of the economy is going to be slow enough, with consumers who are close to 70% of the economy nervous enough that the recovery is going to be at best gradual and probably sluggish. That's despite all the Fed activity and despite all the deficit spending, which means we're going to be dealing with the after effects or ongoing effects for some time. One being enormous unemployment.
Yeah.
You can guesstimate it could be close to 20%. Around now, what's going to happen with housing prices? What's going to happen with debtors?
So
although I see a recovery, I don't think it's going to be what many hope. It'll be V-shaped or strong. And estimates on corporate earnings, which would, of course, influence Main Street, I don't think are going to be that strong, not only this year, of course, but into 2021, there probably will not be a great recovery either.
Could the economy be helped, the U.S. economy be helped by an increased sentiment and intentional investing, more hemispherical, more in the Western Hemisphere, more in the United States, more in Canada and Mexico, if we have to? More of that, not just completely disconnecting from places like China or Vietnam or wherever, but having redundancy, if not primary, in the United States. Our energy is here. We got it coming out of our ears. There ought to be a sentiment for that a company could trade on with their brand for bringing jobs back to America, and all of us understanding that even though it costs a little bit more, that extra nickel is the price we pay for our economic sovereignty. What do you think?
That's an excellent point. It raises the issue of how much we as a nation or as a region should move forward relative to, say, the globalization mantra, which has been so popular for 20, 30, 40 years. And I suspect many Americans would accept a greater inflation rate for a somewhat stronger economy, particularly if some of the inflation derived from substantial investment in infrastructure spending.
Right. But maybe I'm going to coin a new term. I haven't heard it before. Maybe somebody else has said it. Hemispherization. Not globalization, but hemispherization. What do you think? We bring stuff back
catchy.
To this hemisphere.
It's catchy. It also was going to require some change in emphasis in our culture from consumption to investment.
Well, but how about investment? How about changing to investment from trading? How about that? That's what I'd like to see. We become more investors and less traders. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That will make you very popular on Main Street. I don't know how much Wall Street will be thrilled.
Well, you know what? I'm always happy to stick my finger in the eye of Wall Street whenever I can, Leo, as you well know. Hey, Leo, we always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
You bet. I very much enjoy being on your show and discussing things with you, Jim.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best, and we're so glad we've had him hang out with us for the last 8 years. God willing, we'll do it for 8 more. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other, and this too will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.